Little Sara Mariucci was born on December 31, 2002, in Perugia, Italy, the second child of Anna Amritano and Michelle Mariucci, both originally from Gubbio. Now, Sara was described by her mother as a loving and witty little girl. She has pampered her mother, often showing her tenderness by always stroking her mother's hair, like a mother showing affection for her son. Now, on the evening of August 4, 2006, like every other evening, Sara asked her mother to tell her a story. But that evening, Anna was tired and told her that she would tell her a story tomorrow, convinced that she was sleeping. While Anna was about to leave her room, little Sara began to tell her a story and revealed her meeting with Mama Morena. While her mother cuddles her, Sara tells her mother a story in which she says that when she was small, she was in a place far away, wonderful, on a cloud, in the company of Mama Morena. She defines Mama Morena as being very good, with blue hair and brown eyes. But the thing that strikes Anna is when she asks if she would leave Mama Anna to go to Mama Morena. The little girl replied with a yes that lit up her face. Now, after little Sara falls asleep, her mother Anna is upset by the story, since there were no family member or acquaintance who bears that name. And she talks about it with her husband, but without being able to give an explanation. Also, the next morning, on August 5th, while playing on the sand of Stella Maris Beach, little Sara spoke again about Mama Morena. Shortly after lunch, around 2:30 p.m., while the whole family was at the beach, little Sara and her brother Daniel are approaching the video games. Now, Daniel was sitting on the motorcycle while Sara was drinking a granita, watching her brother play. It was then that Anna felt the urge to go looking for Sara and found her unconscious on the floor. Sara had simply touched the metal platform of the motorbike where her brother Daniel was at. The metal platform suddenly short-circuited, causing a strong electric shock, aiding her death. The first aid was useless. It was an indescribable tragedy. Sara's death was a shock for the whole Gubbio community. The funeral took place on 7th of August at the Church of San Martino in Colle in Gubbio. Now, here's where things begin to take a mysterious turn. In the funeral home set up at the hospital, her father Michel notices behind the small white coffin an image depicting the Madonna with a long blue veil that frames her head. And this is where he thinks about what his daughter had told her mother Anna the night before about Mama Morena. The following day, on the 8th of August, Michel decided to do an internet search on the name Morena and discovered that in Bolivia, in Copacabana, there is a sanctuary dedicated to the Madonna Morena. And there was a feast day celebrated on August the 5th, the exact same day in which Sara was born into heaven. Now, in September 2006, Michelle and Anna, with their sister Rosa, went on pilgrimage to Copacabana, to the sanctuary of the Madonna Morena, and brought a statue back to the parish of San Martino in Colle as a gift. Now, immediately after Sara's death, a first miraculous event takes place, which had Sara's family as its protagonists, starting with her mother and their father. It must be said that her family at the time was far from the faith. Now, Sara's mother, Anna, had turned away from God when she discovered that her brother-in-law had Parkinson's and was destined to die very soon. It was an unbearable pain for poor Anna, who as a child, just 5 years of age, had seen her father shoot her mother, and who, in that brother-in-law, she had found the strength and courage to still believe in the love of her figure paternal. Then when her three-year-old daughter also dies so suddenly, Anna falls into deep despair and decides she doesn't want to see her lifeless daughter's body again. Anna and Michelle were persuaded by a friend who, many years before her, had lost also a child who was the same age as Sara to an illness. And it is right there, while they are in front of Sara's body, that the miracle takes place. This is how Anna describes the moment. "I lived with an incredible laceration, an immense pain like an abyss. I was desperate, anguished. Then I see it. I see the serenity, the peace, the joy that transfigured her face. She was beautiful. She seemed so much older than her. Inside me, everything changes. I felt a peace, a serenity, never felt before in my life. My mind opens, my heart opens. The Spirit of the Lord descended on me and my husband Michelle. I understood many things in that moment. Sara is not dead. She is risen with Christ. Mary took her in her arms, taking her to live in heaven. God entered my heart telling me, Sara is with me. God took me in his arms, lifted me up, and prevented me from feeling that anguish and despair." Now, from that moment on, there were many extraordinary events and unexplainable healings attributed to Sara. The Bishop Monsignor Jacobelli, current Bishop Emeritus of Gubbio, always carried with him a small image of the child. He gave one to a young Congolese priest hospitalized with very serious conditions in a hospital in Perugia. The young priest kissed the souvenir and put it under his pillow. From that moment, his situation slowly began to improve. Bishop Mario Ceccobelli also witnessed another strange event that took place in San Martino, in Colle, after a mass for the souls of deceased children. Among many balloons thrown into the sky, one, white balloon, stops and falls next to the statue of the Madonna, and then near an olive tree dear to little Sarah, where it remains suspended for 3 days. It was in 2007 that another very strange event happened. A Milanese photo journalist who came to the church of San Martino in Colle to photograph Anna with a photo of her daughter in her hand was amazed when he took a photo of her mother Anna while showing the souvenir depicting Sarah. Upon reviewing the image on his digital camera display, he realized that the whole image was normal and only the part depicting Sarah's face was in perfect negative. The disconcerting thing is that by printing the photo in reverse or in negative, Sarah's image becomes positive again. In the following years, many people who claim to have gone on a pilgrimage to the girl's tomb have received miraculous healings. The most sensational is that of a Latina woman named Luana, who was cured of a spinal cord tumor after a visit to San Martino in Colle. Doctors had diagnosed her with a spinal cord cancer, which was also confirmed by several MRI scans. The woman had to undergo surgery, risking losing her life, given the delicacy of the operation. The operation was scheduled for 10th of December. A few days before her surgery, Luana was invited by one of her friends to visit little Sarah's tomb in San Martino in Colle. On the morning of December the 8th, the day of the Immaculate Conception, they go together to Mass, celebrated by Father Francesco Ferrari. During the religious celebration, Luana experiences a strange sensation, and in the end, she, together with a friend, goes to little Sarah's grave. And this is where she had a vision where she claimed to have seen the Madonna with Sarah. Now the next day, on December the 9th, Luana returns home, and the next day she goes to the hospital again. She has to have the last exams and then the operation, but the response of the latest MRI is disconcerting. There is no trace of the tumor. Luana is healed. Now another event is that of a white flower told by the little girl's grandfather. A few weeks after Sarah's death, it was the end of August, her grandfather realized that a strange white flower had been born in his olive grove, never seen before. Analyzed by the Institute of Botany of the University of Perugia, it was a Stramonio, originally from South America, very common in Bolivia, where the Madonna Morena is venerated. From that moment, every year, in August, the white flower of Sarah blooms in this olive grove. Now it becomes more and more evident that Our Lady has called Sarah to participate in a particularly special way in a plan of salvation for the whole world. The most striking thing about Sarah's life is how she seems to perfectly embody the prophecies announced by Our Lady in the most remarkable modern apparitions, almost as if this little girl were a prophetess who enlightens us about the times to come. First of all, the request to consecrate oneself and the whole world to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thus offering one's life for the love of the whole world. With that question, would you leave Mama Anna to go to Mama Morena? And with that yes, rendered with joy and conviction, isn't there perhaps a consecration to God the Father through the Immaculate Heart of Mary? And in the child's ascent to heaven, accepted willingly, does not one see a very humble and very pure offer of a life for love? Furthermore, are not the announcement of harsh trials and the determined struggle of Satan against the family, prophesied many times by Our Lady, also found in all the bitter trials that Sarah's family has had to face, and also in all the numerous wounded families who today ask for Sarah's intercession from heaven? But above all, the promise of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, that is, of the victory of the love of God, and of His salvation in all the hearts that desire it. Not perhaps the image that Sarah gives us today of her own family, and a desire for all those who turn to her. Sarah Mariucci, pray for us.